Begin the current daf Masechta Yuma daf Yudches. Begin 12 lines down from the top of the Amud. We continue with the next Mishnah, again continuing on the theme of the previous Mishnahs and along the theme of basically the entire Masechta, talking about the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim. However, it started off with the 7 days before when we separate him. So on that, the Mishnah continues that says Masru lo zikeinim mizikne bezdin. So they gave over to the Kohen Gadol elders from the elders of the Bezdin. And this was during the 7 days of when he was separated, when he stayed in Lashkar's Pahedron, and they did the Avodah, basically in the Beis HaMikdash of the Karban Tamar, throwing the blood. But Karin Lefan of Besid Hayim, and they would recite in front of him the order of the day, and that is they would read from the Torah of Parshas Achrei Mois for the entire 7 days, which delineates the entire Avodah that he has to do on Yom Kippurim. V'aymrulay, and they would tell him, Ishi, my master, Kohen Gadol, Kurei At Beficha, you read with your own mouth. Because Shema Shachachto, Shema Lo Lamata, maybe you forgot already what it is that you're supposed to do on Yom Kippurim. Maybe you never learned in the first place. And therefore read from it, and therefore you'll know what to do on Yom Kippurim. So Erev Yom Kippurim Shachar. So when it was finally Erev Yom Kippurim, the day before in the morning, Mamid Noisi B'Shar Mizuch, they would place him by the eastern gate, Mavirin Lefanov, and they would pass in front of him, Parim Ve'Elim Mechvasim. There would be bulls, rams, and lambs. Now the reason why they would pass by these animals in front of him by the eastern gate, Kadeshahimakr, so that he could recognize, in other words, he should think and contemplate on these animals that are passing in front of him, to think about the different halachas of the order of the day that's going to be necessary on Yom Kippurim, Viragal Bavoidin, that he'll be proficient in the avoid that he has to do the following day on Yom Kippurim. Now, Kol Shavasayam, all the 7 days that he was there staying in the Lishkas Pahedrin and he was in the temple area, they didn't hold back from him any food or drink. Whatever he wanted to eat or drink, he was able to. However, Erev Yom Kippurim, Im Chashecha, when it was Erev Yom Kippurim, as it was turning dark, starting the night of Yom Kippurim, but they wouldn't let him eat a lot. Because sleep induces a lot of consumption of food induces sleep, and that could bring to Tumas Keri, as we'll see on today's daf, which would be problematic for the Karmic, because then he's Tom and he can't do that Avodah. Therefore, they wouldn't let him eat a lot on the evening of every Yom Kippurim going into Yom Kippurim. Now, the Gemara asks on something the Zikne Bezdin would tell him when they would have the recital of the Parshas Achrei Mois of the Avodah of Yom Kippurim. They said, you read it yourself, because maybe you forgot, or maybe you never learned. So the Gemara asked, Bishlam Hashem Meshachach L'chai. Could understand that maybe he forgot. Makes sense. It could be, you know, there's a lot of different things to learn. Maybe he forgot. El Hashem Eloi Lomad, but maybe he didn't learn it ever about what it means the Kohen Gadol does in Yom Kippur. Mimuk Minin Ki Hagavna, would we ever appoint a Kohen Gadol such as this that never ever read Parsha Achrei Mois, what it means the Kohen Gadol has to do in Yom Kippur? But Vatan learned the Braisa, there's a pasuk in Mayukra that says, V'hakoyin Hagadol Me'echav. The reason why is he called Kohen Gadol? Because he's a Kohen that's greater than his brothers in the rest of the Kohanim. What that means is, Shehi Gadol Me'echav, that he should be greater than the rest of the Kohanim, B'Koyach, with strength, B'Noi, with beauty, B'Chachma, with wisdom, U'Ba'ishra, and wealth. Chayim, others say in this interpretation of the pasuk of V'hakoyin Hagadol Me'echav, that Minayin Shem Einloi. From where do we know that if he doesn't have money, say that his brothers, the other Kohanim, make him greater, that is, they make him wealthy. That the Kohen that's greater from his brothers, which means make him greater from the brothers, that means they have to support him and give him money so that he becomes wealthy, so he could be Hakohen HaGodol, which is Me'echa from his brothers. But either way, we see that he has to be greater than the rest of the Kohanim. So how could he be someone that never even learned in the first place Parsha Achrei Mois? So Amar Rav Yosef answers, it's not a difficulty, because Kan ben Mikdash Rishon, yes, like it says in the Braisa, as it says in the Pasuk, in the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, they only appointed Kan Gedolim as the Torah law was, which is proper and upstanding Kan Gedolim, which are greater than the rest. Kan, over here in our Mishnah, which recording that they told them, maybe you never learned, was ben Mikdash Sheni. It was in times of the second Beis HaMikdash. Damar Basi, like Rabasi said, that Turkava de Dinri, Tarkavi is a combination of trei and kav, which means two and one kav, it's a total of three. For three golden dinarim, Ailele Marta Basbaisis, that is Marta Basbaisis, who is a wealthy widow, that she got engaged, she got married to Yeshua ben Gamla, and she gave money, Leyana Malka, to the Yane HaMelech, Al, or the Gersa says Ad, the Ukmili Yeshua ben Gamla, Bekan Ravri, until her new husband, who is Yeshua ben Gamla, got appointed to be the Kohen HaGadol. And therefore, you see that there was a bribery and there was a situation where they were just paying their way into the office of the Kohen HaGadol. And therefore, although Yehoshua ben Gamliel was a great person, however, you see that it was very likely that the Kohen HaGadol could have been someone that Shem Eloi Lamata maybe never learned this in the first place. So go ahead and read it because you have to know what you have to do on the day of Yom Kippur. Now, the Mishnah told us that Erev Yom Kippur Mishachris, that during the morning of Erev Yom Kippur, they would pass by the eastern gate of the area of the temple, they would pass by all these different animals that he had to recognize for the Avodah. So Tanur Litna Braisa, another type of animal that wasn't mentioned in our Mishnah, Afasirim, also the he-goats would be passed together with the bulls and the rams and the lambs. So now the Gemara asks, V'tani didam maitama loy tonis irim, why didn't our Mishnah say that he also would pass by he-goats? It's one of the animals that was used that he has to know what it is and what to do with it. So on that, the Gemara answers that Kivin Dalchet Ka'asu, since this Sa'ir was brought for the sins of the Jewish people, Sachal Shadaite, it would cause him to have some type of weakness in his mindset, and therefore we didn't want him to be in that type of a state, so we didn't pass that animal before him on every Mikippur. On that, the Gemara asks, Ihachi Paranami, so then the bull also shouldn't have been passed in front of him, as our Mishnah says that it did, because Achet HaVadasi, that also came for the sins of the Kahanim. So that the Gemara answers that, no. Par, regarding the bull, Kivin da Allah al-Achav HaKahanim HuDasi, that was brought for the sins of the Kohen Gadol and of the rest of the Kahanim, his brothers. So, Ba'achav HaKahanim, regarding his brothers, the Kahanim, I'ike inish to Ispe Milsi, if there was one of them that did something wrong, so maybe Yadalei, he would know that because he sees what's going on. Ubahadalei b'tshuva, and he would make them do tshuva. So he's not so concerned if he realizes that they'd sinned because they did tshuva. B'kul Yisrael lo yada, but when the Sa'ir, which was brought for all the Jewish people, he doesn't know every last Jew what they did or did not wrong. And since he doesn't know, if he's going to find out about their sins, it's going to cause him a chalit shasatas, and that's why we don't pass in front of him. So I'm Ravina says, based on this, this is what people say, this popular maxim, that if your nephew is an officer for the king and he's in the marketplace, don't pass by in front of him. In other words, because he knows your situation, he knows your financial situation, he knows how much money you just made, he knows, oh, you just made this amount of money, and he'll find some type of an excuse to make you give money for the taxes or for the coffers of the king. Therefore, don't pass by him because everyone else he doesn't know. But you, he knows he's going to make you give money. That's the same thing over here regarding the brothers to Kahanim. He knows what's going on because they're related to Kahanim. And therefore, he's not concerned with the power because he'll be machaz of them, b'shuva. And that's why we let that go. But the Sar, which are the entire Jewish people, that our Mishnah held that since he'll have a chalisha sazas, we didn't pass him in front. Now, our Mishnah said that kol sheves hayamim lo hayumayinim b'chulu, all the 7 days, they didn't hold back any food or drink. They let him eat or drink what he wanted to. However, Erev Yom Kippurim, by the nighttime, there they were concerned about that it might cause him a seminal emission, and that's why they didn't let him have so much food. So related to this, the Gemara says, Tanya, learn the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda ben Nekaisa Omer. He says, Machila Naisa, what they would feed him Erev Yom Kippurim in the morning was salasis ubeitzim, flour and eggs, k'dei l'mas masai, so that should make his stomach turn over and churn, and it would cause his stomach, his bowels to move and cause him to empty out his stomach, so that the following day, where he's very busy, that it wouldn't make him have to relieve himself tomorrow, and then he would have to do Kiddush Yudayim Ragalayim. Therefore, they gave him all this to eat, and they would empty his system out on the Erev Yom Kippur. So Amaloi, so they said to him, Kol Shekein She'atem Avil Dechimim, how can you say that we feed him flour and eggs that most definitely will cause him to get heated up and his body will become warm, which will cause him to have carry a seminal emission? And that's because flour and eggs cause an increase of semen, which will then cause possibly carry. And that's why they say that, no, not like Yehuda ben Nekaisa said, we will not feed him that. As our Mishnah said, we don't want him to have a seminal emission. Related to this, the Gemara says, Tanya, learn the Braisa. Sumchas Amma Mishum Remeir, Ein machil noy, so we don't feed the Kohen Gadol. Loy avi, v'amrila, and some say loy abvi, and these are mnemonics, and the Gemara will explain what they refer to. V'yesh remem af lo yayin lavan, and some say not even white wine. So the Gemara explains, what does it mean loy abi? So that's a contraction for loy estrig, they wouldn't feed him estrig, v'loy beitzim, and not eggs, v'loy yayin yashin, and not old wine. V'amrila loy abvi, which is loy estrig, which is the aleph, v'loy beitzim, not eggs, that's the base. V'loy basur shamay, not fatty meat, that's the other base. V'loy yayin yashin, and that's the yod, not old wine. V'yesh shamim af lo yayin lovin, not even white wine. Because white wine brings a person to tumah, which is that it could cause tumas keri. And again, we want to avoid that on every Yom Kippurim, because then on Yom Kippur, if he has that tumas keri, he's going to be invalid for the avodah on Yom Kippurim. So related to this, regarding things that induce tumas keri, so the Gemara says, turn and learn the brisa. Zav. Now zav is someone that has an emission, which is different than the seminal emission of keri, of shechva zera, but it's some other type of fluid that comes out of his male member. So tailen loy b'machal, that if we don't want him to put upon him a state of tumma, we say an excuse that could be it was the food that he ate. V'chol mini machal, that's all types of food. And that is, if let's say this individual who had this emission from his body, now if he ate a lot of whatever type of food it is, then we say it's probably because of the mass amount of food that he ate, and therefore he will not become a zav, which would then, if you see it one time, so then you become tummy. However, that's only for that day. If one sees it then the second time, he becomes tummy for 7 days, and then three times you have to bring a carbon. As the pasuk says in Vayikra Perek Tzvav, that it's only if it was actual ziva that came by its own, and not that it was through something else that induced it. As the pasuk says, Bisarai, it was in his flesh, but not because that it was an oinus, that it's something else externally caused it to come. And that's in contrast to the Balkari, like we said, that has a seminal emission, that his tumah would come even ba'inus, even if it happened for whatever reason that caused it. And that's because Keri and Zav, although they come from the same place, they don't look the same, and the halachas are different. And that's because the ziva that comes out is similar to the water of barley flour, of barley dough, and it's not knotted together, rather it's like the white of an egg that was beaten. Whereas in contrast to shechva zera, to seminal emission, that's like knotted together. It's like the white of an egg that wasn't beaten. It's together. That's the difference between the two of them. So therefore, regarding a zav, if he didn't have yet that second one or that third one, and now he has that second tumah of ziva, that emission that's coming out, if he ate a lot, then we say that, oh, it's probably because of that, and he will not be tummy for the 7 days or have to bring a carbon, because we have an excuse that it was an oinus that caused it and not from his own basa. Related to this, Elazar ben Pinchas Eimen Meshurim Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira, he says, Eim achil an oisa, we don't feed a zav, not beforehand, that we don't want him to contract the tumas of ziva, but rather he already became a zav. He already saw, not through any oinus, just by his own body caused it to come out this two or three times that he had the ziva. Now he has to have what's called Shivan Nikim, 7 clean days, which when he checks himself to make sure that he's not having any emissions. So in those 7 days, when he has to make sure that he's clean, we don't feed him the following things because they can cause it, even though it was caused externally, it doesn't make a difference because he has to have Shivan Nikim, has to be clean even if it was caused by an oinus. So therefore we don't feed him Loi Chagvi, Loi Gavam, Loi Kol Dvar Mamavilim De Tumah, or anything that will induce a tumah, this fluid to come out of his body, because again, even if it's an oinus, he's not going to be tahar because he has to have 7 clean days. So what are these items? So loy chagvi means loy chalav, not milk. That's the ches. V'loy gvina, and not cheese, that's the gimel. V'loy beya, not an egg, that's the beis. V'loy yayin, and not wine. And v'loy gavim, that's the gimel, is mei grisin shalpul, which is the water of pounded beans. Then the vase is uvasu shaman, and fatty meat. And the mem is umurius, and fish fats. And it concludes, v'loy kol dvarim hamavilin de tumah, and not anything that will induce and cause tumah to come out of his body. Lasu yimai, what does that include? So lasu yimai, the turnabout, that includes what's taught in the following brisa, that there are chamisha dvarim, there are 5 things, which this is what's being included, that all these items cause one to have this emission. We don't want him because he has to have 7 clean days, so we don't feed him these things. So there are chamisha dvarim hamavim es adam l'dei tumah. There are 5 things that cause a person to have an emission that will cause him to have tumah. Ve'elohen, and these are them: hashum, their garlic; tinyan t'amid beis; v'ashachalayim, and there's cress; v'chalag loygoyis, and that's purslane; v'abeitzim, and eggs; v'hagarger, and rocket. And these are the things that we should not feed a zav. This is what we're including in dvarim hamavim. We should not feed him during the days of his bedika because they could induce this emission, and even though it was an oinus, it doesn't make a difference because you'll still not have had 7 clean days, therefore we don't feed him during those days. Now, related to this last item that we mentioned of garger, so the Gemara brings the following pasuk in Melachim Beis. It says, Vayetze echad al asada, that one of them went out to the field, lalakad oiris, to gather oiris. Now, what are oiris? So Tanvish Medir and Meir, ze garger, that's a reference to rocket. Amr B'yechanan, lam nikrishman oiris, why they called oiris, which literally means lights. Shema'iris asanayim, because they light up one's eyes. So the Gemara says, similar Amr Rav Huna, ha'moitze garger, if someone finds a rocket, im yachala achla, if you could eat it, then achla, you should eat it. Again, because of its great benefits of its health. Ve'im lav, ma'avir gabayanev, if not, he puts it over his eyes, again, because it's me'iris asanayim, it lights up one eyes. Amr Papa, however, Papa qualifies this, and he says, bigargir matzrina, he says that this is a rocket that's found by the boundaries. And that is, if it grows by the boundary where there's nothing else growing over there to diminish the strength of that rocket, that's the type that we're saying is optimum, and that would be great to eat or to put over one's eyes. Now, relating to this whole topic that we're talking about on Amud Aleph regarding the Tum of Keri, so the Gemara says, Amrav gidl amrav, ach senoi, a guest, lo yuchel beitzim, he shouldn't eat eggs because they induce this seminal emission, Keri, and it'll be disgraceful for the homeowner when they see his sheets. Therefore, he shouldn't be eating eggs. Similarly, he should not go to sleep with the cloak of the homeowner, which the homeowner wears during the daytime, because maybe he's going to find some care in it, and it's going to be disgraceful. So related to this entire topic of this, the tumma of keri, and related to that, which we find that we have to be careful of things that induce keri. So we find a related type of a minig regarding by the great Talmid Chacham. It says, Rav, kimikla le darshish, when Rav would go to Darshish, which is the place he always used to go to, so machris, he would announce as follows, man havel yem, who wants to be for the day, which means say, who wants to be my wife for the day? Who wants to get married for me for today while I'm here? And then we'll get divorced when I leave. Similarly, Rav Nachman, kadmikla le shachnetsev machris, when he would go to shachnetsev, he would announce, man havel yem, who wants to be my wife for the day? And that's because of the great purity that they wanted to have, that they shouldn't have any possibility of something else that caused an emission to happen. So they would have a spouse to be able to have relations with. So the Gemara asked, but by the time we learn the Braisa, Rabbi Yaakov Omer, he says, Lo yisa adam isha b'medina zu, a person is not allowed to marry a woman in this country, v'yelech v'yisa isha b'medina ches, and go marry a woman in another country, shemi yizdav guzeh etzal zeh, maybe there might be a shidduch. They might meet one, the son that you gave birth to in this country, might meet up with the daughter you gave birth in the other country. It's going to come out that the brother will be marrying his sister. It's going to fill the whole entire world with illegitimate children because you have the incest, the brother marrying the sister. And this is what it says in the Pasuk of Yikra. The world will be filled with lewdness, with immorality. So how could he go ahead and marry a woman for a day and possibly have a child when he lives somewhere else? So I mean, they said, Rabbanan Kaleslu. It was different for these great Talmid Chacham, because great rabbis, there's a voice. In other words, everyone knows that their children, whose they are, oh, he is Rabbi so-and-so's son. Therefore, there's no concern because it'll never happen that he'll marry his sister, because everyone knows she's his daughter and he's his son. Now the Gemara asked a different question, a different technicality with what they used to do. But V'amar Rabba said, Tevuha lihinase, if a man proposes to a woman to get married, v'nispaisa, and she submits, she agrees to it, she has to wait 7 clean days to check to make sure that she doesn't have blood. In other words, from the day that she agreed, maybe because of her great desire to get married to him, she saw some blood had escaped from her body, and therefore she became a nida. So we have to count 7 days as if she was a nida, to make sure that there's no blood, as if she had been a nida, which is called dam chimud, which is this blood of desire that might come. So therefore, if he's coming today and he's saying, who wants to be my wife, and she agrees to be, and he gets married to her, how's that going to help? He's going to have to anyways wait 7 days. So I think Gemara gives 2 answers. Either Rabban or do you have a moidlu, the Rabbanan, these great rabbis that were going, either Rav or Rav Nachman, when they would go to these places, they would notify beforehand. In other words, make them have a mekadmi u'meshad yishlucha. They would send before they went to their place messengers to say who wants to get married to this great Talmid Chacham more than a week before, and then they would agree. Then they would wait the 7 days, and then when he came, they were able to get married right away. Vibay seim, or if you want, you could say a different approach. Yichudi have meyachdilhu. Truth is, they didn't have relations with them because he had to wait the 7 days. They just were secluded with them. They would have yichud. And so what's the point of that? It's just because someone that's married to a woman doesn't have as desires for other things like someone that's not married to a woman. As the Gemara says, Lefisha ain't a dema, Misha yesh lepas basali. You can't compare someone that has bread in his basket, Lemisha ain't lepas basali, someone that doesn't have bread in his basket. Someone that doesn't have bread in his basket is much hungrier, even though they're in the same state as someone that has bread in his basket, because he knows he has. He's not desiring it so much. Same thing goes for someone that's married, even if not having relations, just knowing that he could, will subside the taiva for other things. And that's why, although they weren't going to have relations, it would still cause this concept of pas basalai, and that took away the problems that they might encounter it regarding the haitzos of zera. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing on this theme about the separation of the Kohen Gadol before he's doing the Avodah in Kippurim. So it says, Masru Ziknei Bezdin, that the elders of Bezdin, who we said for the 7 days before they would recite in front of the Kohen Gadol the Seder Hayyim, what he had to do on Yom Kippurim, they would give him over then, Leziknei Kohuna, to the elders of the Kahanim, who they would teach him what's called Chafinas HaKetaris, how to cup the Ketaris, the incense, which was one of the jobs he had to do on Yom Kippurim, as it says in the Pasuk, Umaloi Chafnav, and the complete cup of his hand, he'll have a Ketarisam. And this was a very difficult a job that he had to do in Yom Kippurim, as the Gemara says later on, the Mimzayin Mabez. So they would have that job of teaching him this. V'heluhu Beis Avtinas, and they would bring him up to Beis Avtinas, who the family of Avtinas, they were the ones that made the Ketaris. They would compound the different spices and they would mix it together. Vishbiu, and they would make him make an oath. And the purpose of this oath was that he shouldn't be like the Tzedukim, who didn't believe in the Torah Shabbal Peh, and they had their own ways of interpreting the Torah, that they would go ahead and fix it already, they would prepare it already on the outside of the Kachar Kachim. And then it would already come in, all prepared, as the Gemara says on the Kamidaf, on your Testament base. And then after they made him swear that oath, that he's not going to do like Tzedukim, rather he's going to do it inside the Kachar Kachim. So then, v'niftru v'hochlim, then they left and they went away from the Kohen Gadol. Now, the Mishnah explains, what was this oath? V'amalei, they would tell him as follows. Ishi Kohen Gadol, my master the Kohen Gadol, onu shluchi bezin, we are the messengers of bezin. V'ata shlucheinu, and you're our messengers, in other words, going to do the avodim kippurim, v'shleich bezin, and also the messengers of bezin. Mashbin onu alecha, so we make you take this oath. B'misha shikin shmei b'bayis hazeh, who has his name rested on this house, reference to the Beis HaMikdash, in other words, in Hashem, shlechteshana davar mikol shema anulach. You shouldn't deviate from anything that we have told you, which specifically they were alluding to the Ketaris. And then who poirishu b'aycha, he would separate after the oath and cry, which the Gemara later on will explain the purpose of this crying. V'heim parishu b'aycha, and they would separate and they would cry. Now, im ha'ya chacham, if the Kohen Gadol was a Talmud Chacham, he was a smart person in Halacha, in Torah, then Darish, he would lecture, he would expound upon things of Halacha, he would do this the entire night of Yom Kippurim so that he shouldn't fall asleep and then possibly have Ketumas Keri, a seminal admission. Then Lav, and if he wasn't a Talmud Chacham, but he understood and he knows how to hear Divrei Torah, but he just didn't know how to lecture in Torah, then Talmid Chacham Darish from the front of him, then other Talmudic scholars would lecture in front of him the entire night. Vim Raga Likris, and if he was someone that was accustomed to reading from the Torah, then Kari he would read. Vim Lav, and if not Kari in the front of him, they would read in front of him. Now Ubama Kari in the front of him, what would they read in front of him that night again to keep him awake? That was either Be'iv and Sefer Iyev, Ube Ezra, Sefer Ezra, Ube Divra Yamim, or Sefer Divra Yamim, which these are things that they pull at the heart to listen. People are interested in hearing these types of things, and therefore sleep will not overtake him because he'll be interested in hearing what the Sifarim of Eve and Ezra and Divyam have to say. However, Zachar ben Kavutulaimer, he says that not necessarily these three, because Pa'am Harba Karis Lafan ben Daniel, there were many times that I myself recite in front of the Kohen Gadol from Sefer Daniel, so you see it doesn't necessarily have to be from these three Sifarim that you mentioned.